real life, they had tastes and smells, very specific ones, like root beer and Halloween at night and sugar from candy skulls and cherry cola. The smell of fall moving into winter. I made myself ghastly in those days. I did it on purpose because it was my attempt to personify how I felt inside. I'd wear necklaces and paint my nails different colors and wear theatrical clothing, and everyone took like it as a personal insult aimed at them. I never understood it, why they felt that way, why none of them even tried to meet me somewhere in the middle, not 50-50. I wouldn't ask of them that much, but rather somewhere around 70-30, or 75-25 even. But no, they wouldn't budge, not an inch. And even if they had, they still wouldn't understand. They would never understand my mindset, or where I was coming from, not at all. They didn't get why I wanted to be sad, but my stalker would. When years passed and no one had thrown rocks at my window at night or sent me anonymous letters or called and breathed into the phone in the witching hours while everyone else was asleep, when no sign of the stalker emerged, I began to despair. Even though I kept getting this very intense feeling when I walked home in the evenings, I had this anticipatory feeling always within me, walking beside me as it were on the sidewalk, sometimes hand in hand with me, the feeling like something was going to happen. I just knew it. Anytime now the letter would arrive, the face would be seen in the window pane, dark in the glass. It was always a special time when I'd feel this way, and the sky always had that particular quality about it, a color that infected the entire mood and atmosphere with its vital energy, frightening and beautiful, permeating all throughout the air its invigorating and uncanny vibrations, totally igniting my adrenaline all by itself. Goosebumps time, when the smoldering glow that lived behind the trees and that turned the branches black and the sky to glowing fire would rage in its delirious freedom undaunted, nothing on earth or in the heavens out of its domain and all the stronger for it. And of course at these moments people would be having great fires in their fireplaces. The smoke could be seen in the air, great black clouds of it, or they'd be in their backyards cooking meat in mass quantities over charcoal grills, and the savor of charred flesh would permeate the air. The smell had color too. It was smoky, like burnt bark, cinders flaring, black on ash. That smell and the special vermilion color of those autumn nights was everything. I would get home and my mom would ask, "Why is that smile on your face?" And it was always strange to me why she'd ask, but I'd have to think about it and I'd realize that I was smiling for something that hadn't happened yet. That's how sure I was that it would come. Night after night that autumn, I would arrive back at my house to find nothing, no mail, no news, no artifacts left at my door, and I'd sit and look out the window and ask, I'd ask the horizon why it was taunting me. It became clear fairly early on that I would have to become what I was searching for. So I became a stalker.